Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Yes, hello, welcome, good morning, welcome to this Thursday episode of Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio from Simon Fraser University, where I'm very grateful to be broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Katie-Kuquitlam, and other Coast Salish peoples. My name is Jesse, and I'm also just very grateful to you for being out there and listening to this show and other shows on CJSF, because without you, we're literally just shouting into the void. So it's nice to know that you're out there and that you appreciate what we do. I mean, some of that is me just going on good faith, but you know, if you're a regular listener to the show, you're choosing to come back every week, I thank you. I know that there's a lot out there you could be listening to, more now than ever. And the fact that you're sticking with this crazy, crazy medium where we figured out we can turn the audio vibrations from my voice and music into electronic impulses and then send them as radio waves out into the atmosphere, only for your radio to pick up those waves, decipher them, and send them through your speakers as audio. I can't believe that's how it works. We're just blasting this through the air. Yeah, I'm glad that whether you're in your car or whether you're at home, You're listening to me on the radio, so I appreciate that. Thank you for doing that. And I guess we should get to the show, but we're gonna be all over the place today. I got a whole bunch of things to talk about, a whole bunch of music to share, some stories, some heartfelt commentary. Stick with me. It'll be a good hour of radio. And we're going to start with a new track by a local artist called Cast, who I had never heard of until they appeared in my inbox. And, you know, my other show, The Vancouver Mixtape, is all about local music. So it's always it shouldn't be, because there's so much music out there. But to me, it always feels like a bit of a surprise, a pleasant surprise, a real treat to be presented with a track by a, to me, unknown Vancouver artist. And then when it's amazing and great, like this one is, just all the better. So we're going to hear a track called The Work of Your Hours by Cast right here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back.
Perhaps no one has told you how awesome you are this week, how incredibly thoughtful, caring, and community-minded you are. So allow us to fill your cup with goodness. Allow yourself to soak up the great tunes, good vibes, and warm, fuzzy feelings that tuning into this frequency provides.
Roadside popcorn.
degree, by degree, by only a visitor. One of my favorite bands, and I think I can safely say one of CJSF's favorite bands. One of our great Studio 6 live sessions features a complete performance of their album Technicolor Education. That track, Degree by Degree, is off their new album Decay, which is out now. You can get it on Bandcamp or record stores, or you can stream it places too. I'm so glad to be able to share music like that with you, to be able to share local music local music period, which you don't hear a ton of unless you go looking for it. And it's one of my great passions. So I'm very lucky to be able to hang out with you and play some music, play some interviews with musicians. One of the great joys of my year so far has been sitting down to chat with Francis Arevalo, who's a local MC, lyricist, mental health practitioner, multi-hyphenate is the current term en vogue. He does a lot, and he's great at seemingly all of it. But I sat down while my co-host Jamie and I on the Vancouver Mixtape, Sunday nights at 8, we sat down with Francis and chatted about his new record, Heat Check. At that point, it was in the future. We were speaking future tense. And now I can talk about it in the past, or, well, I guess present tense, because the record is now out. And Francis is just a super thoughtful guy. It was really interesting to hear him talk about basketball. It wasn't obvious to me. It is now after speaking with Francis, but the idea of a heat check is basketball related. That's the title of the album, and it means, you know, if you're really hot, if you sink a whole bunch of shots in a row and you feel like you're feeling it, you do a heat check shot, like a difficult shot, a half court shot, a full court shot, whatever, something challenging to prove that you are in fact hot. So the new record, Heat Check, is Francis with the charm and confidence that just exudes from him, be saying, you know what, everything has worked so far. I seem to be on a bit of a hot run, so let's do a heat check. And the album is great. Very, very excited for Francis to have this out, and very excited that you're here with me to listen to the final track on the album, which is Francis's favorite, called Get Buckets. So let's get buckets together. Thanks for being there and being here with me this hour, and every hour, and anytime you're listening to CJSF, we super appreciate it. So thanks for doing that, and enjoy this awesome track called Get Buckets.
Tonight, there's one such young man on stage. Sister Francis Arevalo.
Listen, I'm more now, I'm Motown, you're Old Town, I shoot straight, dude, don't even bother getting your gats out, when I got my Mac out, I spray line, so how about you finish, dog, pow, bow, wow, I go pow, pow, pass, while I let the passion out, you're asking how this game's all in my palm, how did God above
about. News is I'm filling in you blank, so just know while you're sleeping on my band's camp, I rain on your SoundCloud. What you say, Lupe? They told me dumb it down. These fiascos, heads still be spinning now. Be seeing stars with no bars, no celebrities. You can't take the stairs if that's what you get when you step to me. Versus me, I turn adversity to more. Versus please you advertise if he versus deservedly. This turf is me. Course is hard sandpaper. On the surface, I mean this paper's hard to understand. I'm a course in university, dog. He the wildest, beastiest that we know. So deep and so childish. Gamble on this bambino, sino, shia. That ego, hot dog in this casino, primo. Now I guess your favorite rapper is Filipino. Do the math and never force. You're banging on yours, I'll be banging some doors. Cause when opportunity knocks, smash it to the floor. I'll be ignoring decorum and my whole team, we storm in. I lead to broken homes, seems horrid. You gotta redo the flooring and hide the carnage in storage. You should probably redecor. Plumbing in some floors, restoring the drawers. Reboarding the walls and hang portraits. Unfortunate, I smash glass ceilings. But I hope you get extended metaphors. But that's a stretch. Flex my vocal cords loud till my throat is sore. Till this swarming hordes and explode me in the local stores. I'm in the Rose Garden, listening to Rose Garden. Jam slam as hard as old boy at the Rose Garden. See, B to me's like Jay-Z and B divorcing. It's unlikely to dislike me and then I put you in the ring for it. Bet on my lines where you rip a mic. Spinning like you shouldn't take the gamble, dog. I wouldn't let you pick a fight. Wasn't in the cards, can't deal with it. Damn, he gets no applause cause he know he don't get no hands. I go ham, I grill y'all. Litter some bro cats, got bars on cue until I'm on cue. Yes, blast like four jets, I'm in tune as a quartet. Rap tight as corsets, rep spits Corvettes. You trucking through, buddy, pick up your slack, please. You think my job's annoying, kid, stay in the backseat. To get the point across or ride the beat like I'm on tour. Mean I go for days when I'm so gassed. Do you want more? Do you want more? Nah, my effort don't lessen a bit. I'll be posting more singles than plenty of fish. Okay, stupid, down. Load these profiles and listen in. My arch nemesis would be rapping this to his next of kin. Lyrical chilling spree, how am I friendly? It's cause every single one of my enemies is enemy. But oh, 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 what you would do for her? Ever, ever, forever, ever long, Gloria. But I'm preoccupied, you ain't got no Benjamins. At least I'm a big boy. I cast out you negatives. Forecast, let me show you on a pair of graphs. My lines are off the charts and my hits outperform cats. They can't run on, lock down the premises. Y'all stuck in my bars and I'm giving them long sentences. No daring them when he's garish as Mr. Garrison. Got audiences jumping, got him sprung as hot as Harrison. You're sincere with you thinking that my flow's weird. Oh dear, step back, I'm trying to do a show here. Monikers for marketing, dudes just call me dope. Francis, then it's Michael Cant, Torn in the Revelo. So let him know, tell him go, stop the dude spitting game. Why front? MC is literally my middle name. Why front? MC is literally my middle name.
Come on, man.
Hey, listener. It's awesome that you are here on the other end of the radio. You are why we are here. A radio station is nothing without listeners. Thank you for being here for us at CJSF 90.1 FM.
Telling me three of swords. My
Forgive Me by Hallelujah. Hi, Lou. A CJSF alum. And one of the great reasons for you to listen to this radio station, to hear great young talent like Hallelujah, both singing on the mic, but also chatting on the radio on the mic. Without you as a listener, Hallelujah would not have had the opportunity to come here at CJSF and develop some media skills, make some connections, work with some future creative partners. So thank you for allowing that to happen. Before that, we had Get Buckets by Francis Arevalo off the new album Heat Check, which is amazing. You should check it out. And if you do, then another thank you. But, you know, dear listener, I love you. You are always there. You're always on the opposite end of this weird microphone-to-speaker connection. Every time I cue up a song or turn on the mic and slide up a fader, you're there to lend a friendly ear. You're into at least some of the weird stuff that I'm into. And you trust me enough to stick with it when things get dicey. And I really appreciate that. I owe you a lot. Radio is a huge part of my life. It has been for over a decade. And if you weren't out there listening, I wouldn't be able to do this, which is my creative expression of choice every week. It's really important to do some form of creative expression. I did an interview with Rose L. Williams that I've played in this space. Rose is a visual artist and a creative arts therapist as well. I've got the specific job title there incorrectly. I'm sorry, Rose. Expressive arts therapist, I believe. But we spoke about this idea of creative activity. It doesn't necessarily have to be capital A art, but just using your brain creatively to express yourself, to process emotions, to process life. It's super important, and super important to me to maintain my sanity. And the radio is one of the ways that I do that. I get to share music and my thoughts and my conversations with interesting people. And I can't, if you're not there, I'm not doing it, right? I like to say, obviously, that as I just have, that it's an important thing for me to do. But I, if it were just about doing it for myself, I wouldn't be doing it on the radio, right? I would just be doing it at home, talking to myself. So I really appreciate that you're out there, and that witting or unwitting, you are participating in this really important activity with me. So thank you. And you know, at its heart, radio is a conversation, and it might seem one-sided at first because, you know, I'm doing all the talking here. But the most important conversational skill is listening, and I know that you are excellent at that. Plus, if you're anything like me, you're not above occasionally shouting at the radio. So a thousand thanks for being a loyal listener. Literally could not do this without you. So thanks a lot. Much appreciated. Be right back.
This is Bird Note. The American kestrel. Small, numerous, and widespread. Watch for one of these North American falcons perched on a utility wire, bobbing its tail. True to the name falcon, this species is built for speed, with long, pointed wings, often bent back at the tip. If a suitable perch isn't available, American kestrels will hover above an open field. Facing into the wind, they flap their wings and use their tails to hold their position. From aloft, kestrels watch for insects, small mammals, and reptiles, which they overtake and capture. Don't be fooled by their small size, equal to that of a robin. These are fierce hunters. Using their notched beaks, kestrels quickly subdue their prey by severing the spinal cord at the neck. The lack of suitable nesting cavities limits kestrel populations in some areas, and this has led people to install wooden nest boxes. Many states now have kestrel nest box programs, placing boxes along interstate highways. On I-35 in Iowa, there's a Kestrel box nearly every mile from Minnesota to Missouri. The Kestrels readily adapt to these boxes and return each spring to set up housekeeping. You can find out more about Kestrels, including photos and plans for a nest box, on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein. Support